بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين إحسان to do good to people, do favors. Allah loves that person. Especially when a person is going through some difficulties and he comes to you and asks you in a time when you are so busy in doing something and he needs your help at that time. And if you can help him to forego your comfort for the comfort of that person, is a very great act. Especially when that person is in need of it. Those things are very important, that to forego your comfort for the need of the next person. Every hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam acts will show you how much he foregone his own comfort for the comfort of others. And if you look at the life of the pious people, they also the same, that they forego their own comfort for the comfort of others, to comfort them in every way. As the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, at once in the early part of the morning, he hears a sound, someone making a knocking sound at the door. And at that time, you know, he just got his khadim up and to see who's knocking there. And he knocked at the door, he sees that the person says that she's going to give birth any time and she wants the tawiz. And that may be 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, if you receive a phone call like that, and as soon as the phone call comes, that someone is very, very sick, you say, I'll come tomorrow morning. But yeah, immediately he got up, and they said they want the tawiz. He made sure he got the tawiz first. He says, oh, I have to make ghusl, wajib ghusl too. He didn't say, no, let that person come afterwards. But he got up and he made ghusl and then he gave the tawiz to the person. How much of difficulty he must have gone through, but he went and gave it in that way. Likewise, a person comes to you and you know for sure that it's a genuine case, that he's got a problem in his house or his business also. He's a very good businessman, he's an honest person. Somehow he got in some trouble and he asked you for extension of time. He said, look, I can't make it now, extension of time I want. No, I'm going to skin you. You have to pay now. You can't meet me, you have to pay. That's what we will do. But you find that the time of the people will pass. They should give extension of time to that extent that it will keep them most comfortable. That's why Allah gave them so much of barakat also. Ihsan. That's why, you know, today we are the looting took place. Lot of people went through a lot of hardship. Lot of people closed down also. But I don't know, but I heard, mashallah, a lot of people also were ever ready to help also. That made me feel very happy. That a Muslim's duty is that to see if a next person is going through difficulty, must help him. Today we are like that, you know. If you see a Muslim going down, you make dua, he must go more down. He must only go up, that is good. But the favor is Islam and Muslim, and Nabi Karim says that, look at the favor Allah has done upon you. That you must make favors upon others also. If you look at it, how much of favor Allah gave us. Take account of all the favors and all Allah has given us. Look at others, what they are going through. If someone have to really come and ask you for real help, and if you can do it, I'm not saying if you can't do it, give him duas at least. But make him feel comfortable. If you cannot give, make that is called favors also. So give him duas, you cannot make it. But don't make him feel uncomfortable. And do not get it wrong, thinking about that person is like this and like that. So that is not the right thing. Ihsan is something very, very important. Very, very important to have ihsan. As long as anyone knows, ihsan is something, it is better than gold and silver also. A son is more better than gold and silver. So we only help those people who we feel that are friends. But a true Muslim is, if you see another person going through any difficulties and he knows he's going through hardship, he gives him something at least. Makes him feel comfortable. He may think in his heart at that time that Allah has favored me so many things, I must also favor this. Wa ahsinu inna Allah. Rasulullah says that when Allah has favored you so much, you favor others the same thing too. Don't hurt the people's feelings. And that's a very important thing today. And remember this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, he said that the person, if he gives someone, if he makes any kind, the most important thing is that everyone, there should be, one is to be good with those people who are good to you, and one is to be good to everyone. One is to be good to, Imam Hanifa rahmatullah says, one is to, you must be good to those who are not good to you at all. You must be good to them. Then you can call yourself you are good. But if you call it good to them that they were, who are good to you, then what is the benefit there? You have benefit nothing. That because that person that did you a favor, so you are also deemed a good favor also. So anyone who do good, do bad or good to you, but you must in return be very good to them. Simply because a lesson who, that it is that after a person who is good to you and when a person is bad to you, but when you do favors to that person, you must not have any kind of intention there. We have intention today that when you have any good favor done to someone, we must have no intention. Our intention is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Mujaddid Abdisani Rahmatullah Ali said a very nice thing. He said the time when you do any favor to someone, you must be silent. You must be silent. Yet that person who accepted the favor, he must speak. That person who accepted the favor, he must speak. But you as a person given favor to any kind of person, you must not talk over favors. You should be silent. If you want that is to be, that you only did for the sake of Allah, then you do not talk about it to anyone. Today we talk over favors we do others. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know the time when the time of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, when the time there was slander against her, then he was one of the persons who were involved with one of his own family person. And he was so angry that he stopped giving him any kind of charity. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the ayah down to tell him this, but that which is this, that you're not supposed to do that. So immediately he made tawbah. Because the reason is that is your ihsan on that person. And ihsan is a very great thing, favor to next person. And the biggest thing, the biggest favor is your neighbor. You can be favored to everyone else, but biggest favor is your neighbor. Neighbor is the most important thing. If you've got a good neighbor, you can stay in a hut, you'll be happy. If you've got a bad neighbor, you stay in a palace, you'll be most unhappy. Just imagine if your neighbor is not good with you. When you walk out of the house, you have a big palace you've got, you walk out, you see your neighbor, you're not talking to him, no good relationship with him. What happens? You don't look at him, he don't look at you. What kind of house is that? But next person lives in a hut, but he's so good to his neighbor, and he comes out, they smile into each other. But that is what's called favor to favor. The most important thing is a favor to a neighbor is more important. There was a Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he rented a house. We rented the house, he was this Jew, was his neighbor. He caused so much of harm to him, all kind of harms, all kind of filth he should throw in his house, filth. You know. He never say one word to the neighbor, not a word. And one day, you know, that Jew asked him this question. You know, I've given you so much of a hard time, I've given so much of filth and all, you're not talking about it at all? What's the meaning of that? You say, Ma Allah told me not to talk. What do you mean? Walqaadimeen al-ghayb wala afina anil nas. That when it comes to training, any kind of anger comes, you must hold on and forgive people. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. That is my duty, that I was always good to. Now that took him for a light. He said, what a thing. He said, I've given so much. Then he asked him, when I gave you all this, were you hurt or not? When I was troubling you with all the filth, you were hurt or not? He said, I was very hurt, but I did not complain to anyone. Nor did I tell you, I just breathe or just wash it and this, you know, my front was covered with filth. I should just wash it and just clean myself. Then he said to himself, oh, if you are of that kind of person who does not even talk, tolerate it, all this and may suffer, then what kind of Muslim you are? Then I'd rather accept Islam. So what made him accept Islam? The ahsan that the person never the way showed him, that is what we are lacking today. We are lacking today, I thought the whole world will accept Islam. Just imagine by this. He said, I'm surprised at you that you tolerate and make so much suffer. So much of harm I caused you, you not even complain to anyone, nor did you show it to anyone too. And to me, you are so good to me too. They accept Islam. So, ihsan, to be good with everyone, is a very important thing. When a father was passing, before he passing away, he had three sons. He told the three sons that now that I'm giving you all my belongings, everything, my money, everything, but one precious stone I'm keeping by me. One precious stone. And that precious stone I'll only give to that person who I feel who did a very good act. And he went away. The first one comes and tells his father, oh dad, I think I'm fit for that precious stone. You know, grief is a bad thing, you know that? Very bad thing. Oh, grief. He told the father straight, I think he said. The father said, why did you say that? He said, I did a very good act. I said, what act you did? So I had 5,000 rupees kept by me. Person gave me amanat. No writing, no witness at all. Even I've taken away, you know, there's no loss for me. So I know with all that, I made sure that I gave that 5,000 rupees back to him. So the father smiled and said, yeah, no doubt you saved yourself from a sin. You saved yourself from a sin. But now, man, we'll see. This is your act now. It's good. But let me see your next brother's act, what kind of act he is. Then we'll see on that. So happened after some days, the other brother's son comes and says, dad, I think I'm fit for that thing. Yeah, what is the reason? Tell me your story. He said, my story is this much, that you know, I was going to sea. And while I was there, the bridge, one child fell down into the water in the sea. Everyone is looking, the parents are looking, everyone. But I said, I have to save this child. No matter what happened, I have to save the child. So I gave my life and went to the water. And somehow I brought the child back alive. And I think, you know what, I think I deserve to be the thing. Say, yeah, humanity, sympathy, mashallah, very good. No, he smiled also. But he said, never mind, what I'll do is let me wait for the third one. Let me see what he has done. And thereafter I can decide who should give him the precious stone. After some time, the third son comes, but he did not speak of the stone at all. His story was completely different. What did you think he said? He said, dad, you know what? I want to tell you that a very lifelong enemy of mine, you know, lifelong enemy, that means a big enemy, arch enemy, you don't want to see his face too. You don't hate that Allah. If you see him, you don't turn away, hate him. That kind of thing. Listen to, it's not a story, it's a lesson. Very big lesson. A lifelong, you know, arch enemy that I don't want to see his face too. And day I was walking past a cliff, mountain cliff, and I saw him drunk there completely. Completely drunk and unconscious. And he's in this position that in a cliff, if turned left or right, he'll fall down. And he fall down the cliff, he definitely going to die. I looked at the situation. And I know that this is my arch enemy. But I said, no, sir, no, I cannot do it. I must save his life. He must be saved. And I went there and I carried him. And I made sure I covered his face that he must not see me and feel ashamed. I didn't want him to see my face, so he must feel ashamed that this is my enemy. And I took him home in a dark part of the night. And I left him by his house. The entrance, I came away. Father says, he took out the precious stone, says, you deserve it. It's because, look, ihsan to do with good people is easy. Ihsan to do with people who are against you, that is a big thing. And every hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see, the captives that came there, the enemies that came there, the ihsan that he did with them is unreal. Beyond, you cannot think of how Nabi comes with ihsan on them. Even when they came there as captives, they made them give the best food. One Sahabi came, not a Muslim, he came there and he was an arch enemy. Nabi said, the food is coming from my house right to him. I will feed him. And just imagine when you've been fed for 3-4 days and the day after he said to Islam. Everything that you look at is Ihsan today we not have in us. That's a very important thing that you know. We must learn this. Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. When Allah Ta'ala says it. Just imagine if a person comes to you and he tells you that my business is bad and I need some kind of extension. What are you supposed to do? Today we have this kind that you know, saying, I want, okay, I'll give you the money, but I want this to so many percent for this month. And they'll drag that person if he finished. He doesn't own anything, but he has to start owning people money. That kind of thing. That kind of Muslims are today. That we haven't got the heart to have ihsan on us, to have, you know, to favor the next Muslim when Allah has given you. But I've noticed one thing, when Allah gives you something halal, then you have the strength, the power to give it also in halal way too. Sayyidina Muqayyidina Rahmatullah said a very nice thing. He said, a person who's earning halal, his halal, his money will not go into haram at all. It will all be spent on only on halal, not haram. So this is what we are lacking today, the ihsan. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So what is a very important thing this month, that as far as possible, we have to know this month that be good with those people who are bad to you. Be good to those people who are bad to you. That enemies that you have by you, you must think to yourself, that's not your enemy. That's not your enemy, but that's your friend. You understand? Then you can see what can happen to us. And you'll find that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, his neighbor was troubling him so much to that extent that, you know, his murid should come and tell Hazrat, why don't you complain to the police and get rid of him? If we are like that, you know, if our neighbor is troubling, we phone the police straight away. You know what, take him away. Whole day and night that husband is in jail, the wife is suffering, the family is suffering, we show no importance at all. But we're looking at our own comfort. But yeah, Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, you know, every night he comes so drunk, that person, and he swears and all kind of things. But Imam Hanifa does not speak one word. One day it so happened that he did not see anyone making noise. What happened here now? Every day someone is small, so scolding and making all kind of noise here. Tonight no one making noise at all. What's happening? Straight away found out where the thing is. They said, no, the police have taken him away. Someone complains. What? My neighbor and the police taken him away? How can it be possible I can sleep in peace here? And yet the same neighbor was giving someone the taklif. And he got up there, he put it on his gown, and he went to see. Now they should respect him because he's a very great person. But when he went there to ask what he came here for, he said, you have taken my neighbor and put him in a jail. You have to take him out, release him now. There is so much respect for him. They said, why had you had to come? You just give us, tell us and we'll do it for you. But the question is this much, that he made sure that he took his neighbor, the same neighbor who was so bad to him, to tell all kind of worse things to him. When he tallied him, he says, tell me those words what you're talking about me, now tell it to me. The words, what kind of words can he say? He taken him back home, and that person made tawbah, and became that kind of person, one of the most important students of his lifetime. So what was it that brought that condition then? What was it? Why is it that that person, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that person came to him and told him, I will not allow you to leave this place until you pay my money. Can anyone do that today? You are owing me money, and I come and tell you that, you know, you tell me that I will not allow you to leave before this place. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala is present there. He says, well, no, he want to wake up to kill him. He says, oh Umar, he's got the right to speak. Can today this can happen? Can never happen. That was the condition of the Muslims. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala had to keep quiet. He said, I won't allow you. Nabi comes, they sat down there. Whole night, time for salah, he goes to the masjid, he comes out. Salah, go to masjid, come out. When the time of Fijr salah came, Rasulullah went to the masjid to the salah. When he came back, he looked at him and said, Ya Rasulullah. He didn't say Ya Rasulullah, he says, I have seen all the qualities of you as a Nabi. The one quality which I was looking for, today I saw it, the quality of tolerance. Today, I've seen the quality of tolerance in you. How many of us got tolerance in us? One person just swears that 1 minute it'd be vulgar with you, what you do to you. Your tolerance is gone. If your wife even tells you something, your tolerance is gone. If your son tells you something, your tolerance is gone. Your friend tells you, if someone tells you, you know, walk in the street and one, while you're walking, someone has to take you to task, your tolerance is gone. Yeah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I looked at all the qualities he had of Nabi. Today I saw that you've got the tolerance from the quality of tolerance. You're a true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and he accepted Islam. So what I'm trying to tell you is Ihsan is a very great quality. Ihsan, be good to everyone, be kind to everyone. Have good qualities in us, which we haven't got good qualities to us to are. What do you mean by that? The meaning of that, you must know this much, that even the time when that person was going to come and kill that Muhyiddin Chisti rahmatullahi, he had a knife in his hand. He went there to kill him. But in his insight, he said to him, what have you came to see me for? For what you came to see me for? He said, no. He wanted to make a story. He said, no, I know what you came to see me for. Take it out and do what you are supposed to do. Use the knife on me. The moment he said that, he began to shiver. He said, Hazrat, take this knife and kill me. He said, I was being bribed to do it, but now I'm telling you, take this knife and kill me. He said, when you have caused no harm to me, why must I cause harm to you? Why will I cause harm to you? And immediately he left him. But by leaving him, what was the outcome of it? The same person became one of the most closest murid of the Sheikh. What I'm trying to tell you, changing of life of men, of life for people, just through Ihsan, what can do? Just by Ihsan, being kind to people, and good qualities you have with people, good akhlaq you have with people, what it changed the person to. This is what we haven't got today. We haven't got today. I know this mother, the Thami rahmatullahi, when that person came to strangle him to that extent, that they decided now that they must have him taken to the police. Taken to the police. We will do that straight away. We'll do that straight away. He said, no, I tell you not to take him to the police. They said, Hazrat, he has caused so much harm. I'm commanding you that he must not call the police. He said, why? He said, what will happen to his family? Just imagine where he's talking about. Where they talk about. What will happen to his family? He said, immediately they talk, Ihsan, what will happen to his family? Whole night the family, what will go through? What difficulty they go through? Who else will think like that? Today I know I've heard of people, they put Muslims to jail without any reason. And they let him stick there. The family are dying one side, they're crying one side, no one concern at all. Yeah, Hazrat Thani Ram said, no. So what was it? Ihsan. Ihsan is something, favor. Look, that man caused so much of harm. But in return, he said, nothing. No such thing as that. So this is what is called, you know, Islam. That you can do all the good things. Wa ahsinu inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. That it is that Nabi Karim says that Allah has favored you so many things. That's why the time when anyone comes to ask you for any favors, do not just shun him away. If you can't do anything, at least give him du'as. But do not become like this, that you know what, that you say certain words to him which Allah does not like. That's why they say many a time a beggar comes to you too. If you don't want to give him something, don't give him, but don't tell him bad words. Because that's not your, he came to you to ask you. If you don't favor, don't give out that. Because that bad words can turn into your life, will turn to something else. I know of the story of that person, you know, when a beggar was sitting with his wife and having a good meal, and a beggar came and knocked at the door, and he went out and he took off the beggar left, right, and center, that you this, like that, like that. But they say, you know, Hazrat said, that they say that he gave dua, but that dua was not accepted. The way he took him to class. And he went away. After some time, the same person who was sitting with the food and all that, he lost everything of the world. In the end, he lost everything. He had lost his wife also. And in the end, that beggar, that wife got married to someone else. And they were very happy. And now this ex-husband is going around begging now. He had everything of the best, but begging. When he started begging everywhere, then he came to this door where the wife was. Would some married to someone else and knocked at the door, Assalamu alaikum. The husband said, go and give something. So when the husband went to give something, when the wife went to give something, she recognized the voice. It was her ex-husband. And she was shocked. You know, what happened here now? And then when she came back, the husband asked her, what is wrong? why it took you so long? Why were you crying? He said, no, I'm telling you my story. Then she gave the whole story of what happened to her husband by just taking off with a beggar. Taking off with a beggar, which we think is a small thing. Remember, it's not you, Allah Ta'ala is you. Have the fear, if the beggar comes to you, don't give him, make dua, just excuse yourself, but don't say bad words. She says that he had everything of the world, Allah Ta'ala took everything away to this begging. Then he said, I was that beggar. I was that beggar who your husband shunned me away. Allah Ta'ala gave me all his things plus his wife also. So remember, a son is a very big thing. To favor is very important. Be good to everyone. Be kind to everyone. Be sympathize with everyone. A Muslim's quality is that. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala has nasib for my. They have the quality. Many a time we need namaz also. We need zikr also. We spend tahajjud namaz too. But this quality we do not have in us. And many people, they only read namaz. They may not read the tahajjud namaz so much. They may not make zikr so much, but they have this quality. They make farz namaz, they have sunnat, they have very punctual salah, but they have this akhlaq or ahsinu. They have surpassed those people who do not have this quality of ihsan. So make dua Allah Ta'ala hum sabko amal karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farma. Wa akhu da'a alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallam. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi al-umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizy ad-dunya wa adab al-qabr wa adab al-akhirah. ربنا اكرم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.